Travis and Jamar podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5.
We were just talking in studio, but I'm sure you guys can feel it out in the real world too. It's like, it's muggy. It's like chew air muggy, and you there's no in between. Either you're going to be out eating the air to try to take a breath, or you're going to be in your car going through cold AC.
Yeah. It's almost like walking through mud, isn't it? When you're outside and there's no breeze.
Yeah.
And it's walking through, and then you're right, then the extreme cold when you're going, my basement is freezing.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining. Just saying to Azalea, it's so cold that I think the night before, because I'm so hot, I'm going like, okay, I'm going to wear this top. I don't get to wear clothes, really. And I get down to the basement, which I love, and I'm very comfortable here, but I'm like, I am freezing because the AC is on. Same thing with the control room where you and Miles are.
Oh, yeah, it's like
it's
that.
It's extremes, isn't it?
It's a freezer in there.
Yeah,
it's a freezer in there. But like outside, I mean, what's the choice? Like, you don't want that outside.
Right.
But anyway, That's where we are. You know, we're not going to complain. No, this is what we wanted all year. We wanted warmer weather.
It's so hot, though. You know, you take a look at the map of North America. It's like in the States, for example, if we're looking at Fahrenheit, my God, 95. 96, 97. That's on the East Coast.
Yeah, those are major heat waves.
Those are iceberg melting temperatures. But it's going to rain today, so that's a relief. Happy National Friend Day. Your best friend day. I just want to say that, best friend day. If you have a best friend, happy day. I don't know how you're going to celebrate that, but happy day.
What are you going to do with your best friend today?
I don't have a best friend that is living in this country.
Okay. If they
were, what are you
going to do? If they were, what would you do? I guess that's a crazy question.
No, right? No, it's not a crazy question at all. Nancy and I would go, and we would go shopping, and we would go have lunch, and then we'd go shopping and have dinner. We just do that all day. Yak, yak, yak. What about you?
Me and Craig, we would we do these food swaps. He's Puerto Rican, I'm Jamaican, so we'll do these things where we'll buy each other's food.
That is a great idea.
Yeah, so I'd probably buy him some rice and peas and maybe some jerk.
And what would he give you?
He would probably get me like bistec or some kind of rice and beans.
Okay.
Or arroz con habichuelas, as he would say, something.
But where does he live now?
He lives in Dallas right now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Miles, we can't let you and Azalea out. Who's your bestie?
I saved my brother. Yeah, he's probably my bestie. Yeah, so we'd probably sit down, watch some wrestling together and order some fast food and just get drunk.
And Azalea, what about you?
That sounds like a plan. Like Miles' plan.
Yeah.
I have like a very close-knit girl group, so I think our favorite things to do also is just eat food and drink, but not drink to get drunk, but just enjoy cocktails.
Yeah.
But that's probably what we would do.
Well, three of you can get together on Friday when the restaurants open up. That would be fun. You know,
very exciting.
I don't know if your group is any bigger than four. If they are, you can get two tables.
What's the limit? Five?
Four.
It's four.
Four on the patio. Five in your backyard.
Okay.
I don't know who the extra guy is.
And there's four of us. So that's great.
Oh, perfect. All right.
Yeah, we should put in a reservation now.
You know what? I have to tell you something. Jim and I are going to celebrate an anniversary. So we called one of our favorite restaurants and patio there.
Uh-huh.
And they said, you know what? We're going to be opening up on Friday, as we know. They said, we're not taking reservations yet. I mean, it is full on, you know, let's get this thing going. So we're not really prepared to do that yet.
Oh, okay. So you pulled the whole Marilyn Dennis card.
No, I didn't.
Well.
I didn't. No, I didn't.
Well, just in case you wanted to know.
You know who does
that?
No. I just
My
said,
name is.
No, I don't do that. You know I don't do that. You know who does that? Ashby does it all the time.
if you didn't know, my name is.
I want a discount.
That's great.
But I said, you know, so what are you going to do? She said, we are so busy cleaning stuff up, getting ready, that we're just going to say first come, first serve. So just I said to Jim, I'm going to let the morning show know that tomorrow. It's going to be like that for the next little while. First come, first serve.
Man,
line up, everybody.
The streets of Toronto are going to be ram.
Chum 104.5. Horoscopes. Libra.
Well, Libra, today may encourage you to tap into your creative side and to experiment with new ideas. You might spot an opportunity to earn extra money for a hobby, which could be very useful in so many ways. Your day is a 7.
Pisces.
This is really open-ended, but here we go. You may be keen to explore options that have a mystical bias or that could expand your horizons in more ways than one. Your open mind may find you fascinated by a range of ideas. If you can commit, Life could change. Your days of five, Pisces.
Virgo.
With an expansive influence presently on the cards, new ideas and opportunities can just show up, and you make the point of linking with kindred spirits. It works even better. This is the time to adjust your routines to make the most of new options.
Some 104.5. In the morning. Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wow, this one's going to make some people angry. If you work for United Airlines, you're about to see who's who and what's what. Well, nobody here really, not many at least. But United Airlines is offering, if you can prove that you're vaccinated and you're a flight attendant, you are eligible for extra vacation days.
That's incentive.
Even extra pay.
Mm-hmm.
If you prove that you're vaccinated, that's going to some people, a few amount of people are going to be like, that's not fair. I don't know. Is that fair or is that really?
I think it's an incentive. I don't know about fairness. It's like, you know, health and safety, A.
Okay.
You're on a plane, you know, you're a captive audience and you're in a small group of people, really, if you think about the world and as a whole.
Sure.
And the thing is, you know, we really want you, we're not going to give you a lottery ticket, but we're going to make sure that you're healthy to be working here and be on the plane, you know. So we're going to offer you either more cash or do you want a couple extra days off?
For pilots, it's 13 hours of pay if you can show that you're vaccinated.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing. What would be the downside? I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out if there's some kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
If there's some kind of work or employment thing that they're they're breaching, but probably not.
Well, it's today, the 8th. So they have flight attendants eligible for the more vacation days have to have at least one dose of the vaccine by tomorrow, June 9th. And then that would give an additional 13 hours of pay to pilots. That's right. Who show proof of vaccination. I mean, I just think, you know, it's like a no-brainer to me.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in the airline industry, like specifically flying every day with hundreds of people daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you don't want to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You might want to
recycled air.
Yeah, really. Like,
I know they put new filters in, but still.
Ah, man. There's a disconnect there for me. If that's how you think. I'm sure it's a minority of people, but that's a great deal.
I think people forget too that the vaccination protects them as well.
Yeah.
Those that get it and those that you know, and then you protecting your friends and family around you. So yeah. So you got that little with that tube with recycled air.
Yeah.
You're still gonna wear a mask and everything like that, but there's the incentive. Have it done by tomorrow and you're good to go. At least a day off or some extra cash. What would you do? Day off or extra cash?
I would do the cash.
Yeah.
I would do the cash. Yeah, I'd do the cash.
Cash is king.
Yeah, I think I'd do the cash and then find something really cool to do with it.
Yeah.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Channel 104.5.
We found another wallet.
Hey, whose wallet is it this time?
This is a woman in California, and mm-hmm. she lost this wallet 46 years ago.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Where?
She, in the crawl space of a house. The house is being remodeled, and this is where it was found. And in the wallet, what they found, I mean, these are great things because it's like a time capsule.
It is.
They found her driver's license.
That expires in 1976. I can relate to that.
They found a Grateful Dead concert ticket.
Stop.
Yeah. And a bunch of old photos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But they can't find anything that suggests that... they searched the person's name online.
Yeah.
And they found that she was eventually reunited with the wallet from 46 years ago.
You know, I got to tell you, this is the interesting thing about this lockdown. A lot of people staying at home, a lot of people renovating. The other day on the news, there was this crawl space in this old house, like really old house in Scranton, Pennsylvania, because I have to give you a city. And they pull out this letter, and this letter is dated December 23rd, 1943. The guy has sent the letter to his family to say he's in the war, right? And they say, and it's still in pretty good shape. And so what they do is they go online, Jamar, and they find the family. And his brother, this man had died, not during the war, but he had died. And they found his 87-year-old brother and gave him back the letter.
Wow.
That I mean, there, it would look, it would kind of look like, you know, parchment, like the,
yeah, like, know, the paper looks like browning really thin, and stuff. Yeah.
But they, the woman found it. She said, we have got to find the person that goes with this letter. And they went on Facebook and they found the person.
Gosh, I wish I could find it. I've lost so much stuff over the years. I wish some of my stuff would make it back to me like this with one of these great stories.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't, you know, why is it in the crawl space in the first place? Did it slide behind a cabinet? You know what I mean?
It probably fell out their pocket. Yeah. And just got pushed to the side and just, you know, made it in there. But yeah, once again, once you post something on Facebook, tons of people could get exposed to the story and find it.
I love that story, and I love the fact that people find things. I remember renovating a house in Scarborough, and I found a Father's Day card behind a cabinet.
Oh, yeah?
And it was like from 78 or something like that. And it was really sweet, and I didn't know what to do with it. And I knew the family had since moved on, and I couldn't find them. And we didn't have Facebook back then.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you know, I think that when they find treasures, usually we're quick to go, oh, we're just going to throw it out. But it means something now. And it's really cool to do that kind of search.
So these are some of the songs that were out that year that she lost.
In 76? Oh, my God. Yeah. Remember, I was on the radio then. I'm Not in Love by 10cc. I'm not in love,
so don't forget. It's a great song.
It's
just
a silly thing. It's the year I graduated from high school, you guys.
This is a graduation year?
Yeah. My first year in radio. Yeah. Yeah.
So we've got that one. We've also got this one. Okay.
Well, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Big, big hit for them. Yeah. That is such a great album. That was my first album.
And finally...
The Bee Gees, Jive Talkin'.
She was probably listening to this on the way to the theater before this wall was done. Before it was lost, actually. It's crazy.
Crazy. Hey, you know, Jive Talkin', just so you know, Jamar, they were based in Miami, the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
I remember that documentary.
I was watching the documentary. They were in Miami and recording, having the time of their lives.
Yeah. You know what? If you get to see that documentary, it's on Crave. It's fantastic. So those are the great songs from 1976.
Now, the 6:30 games on Chum.
Great, 6:30 games, let's start it up. Marilyn, who are you playing with today?
I am playing with Sydney. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning, how are you?
Good. Sydney is a girl, Michael is a boy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Michael?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Michael, you're playing with me, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Great, great. We're playing this morning.
Yes.
A game called Slow Jams.
Yep.
And what are we playing for?
Well, wait, it's Father's Day week. We're celebrating Father's Day week, even though it's not until the 18th. But anyway, the new iRobot Roomba 3, what is it? I can't even read it. What is it? The iRobot
It's called the thingy. The iRobot thingy.
i3 Plus. Thank you, Marilyn Dennis. Thingy. Makes a great Father's Day gift. Man, what's happened to my eyesight? Okay, so listen to this, everybody. It's designed so that you just stay at home, save time, make housework easier, and now Dad can clean without lifting a finger.
All right, nice.
Oh, my poor sponsor. They're going, what the hell was she just talking about? The new iRobot Roomba.
Tried to save you. You just dove into self-loathing.
Self-loathing.
Okay.
Anyway, let's see if we can win this one.
Let's have Team Marilyn go first for Slow Jams. This is how it plays.
Yeah.
We're going to play you a slow-down song, guys. Slow-down song. And you have to just give us either the title of the artist or the song. But it's a song you should know. So hopefully you are able to guess best of three wins, okay?
Okay. Sydney, you're up first. Here's your Slow Jam.
Oh my God.
Okay, it's artist or song title?
Oh my God, I don't even know that one. I'm so sorry.
Okay, no, nothing for you on the first round. What about you, Jamar?
That was Head in My Heart by Ava Max, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Michael, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Michael, this is your first.
Bang Bang, Jesse J.
There you go.
Yeah.
Michael with the point. Good job.
All right.
Bang,
Sydney,
bang.
Here's your next slow jam, Sydney. Because if you want to keep me, you gotta
love me harder.
Yeah, Ariana Grande. All right, you're on the board.
All right, Michael, this is your second song. Take a listen.
Is that Akon right now?
That is definitely Akon.
All right.
Good job, Michael. Two for you.
Well, that's it.
That's it? Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's it. I did the math, and that's it.
Okay.
What do you think? Am I right, Miles, or should we give her one more chance?
No, she gets one more chance, yeah.
What's wrong with me today?
I should be tied.
She could tie it up with the next one.
Come on. You could get this one. Please get this one.
Okay. Is that Nickelback?
Yes! Man, I almost threw this whole segment away, didn't I? Okay, so, guess what, Michael? Make it or break it on this one.
Let's go, let's go. It's not right, but it's okay.
I'm gonna make it anyway. He has to get it.
Hold on, that's,
Michael.
Tony Braxton?
No!
No!
Whitney.
Whitney, oh no.
You Tonied Whitney Houston. Oh, no.
And for that, there'll be no tiebreaker.
Okay, this is over here.
Oh, well, we're tied up now.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I always had you winning that, Michael. I'm your best friend.
I tried, man. I had that feeling, too. That's terrible.
If I could redo this whole segment, I would, but we can't. So here we go. So what are you going
to
do, Miles?
I asked you both to pick a number between 1 and 2,000. Sydney, you went 300. Michael, you went 1,001. The answer I was looking for was 870. So Michael is our winner.
Wow. You're lucky, Michael.
Thank you so much. I was praying I win something today.
You are winning something. How about this? The new iRobot Roomba i3 Plus makes a great Father's Day gift. Clean the home, save time, make housework easier. Now Dad can clean without lifting a finger. Congratulations.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Sydney, well done.
Thank
you. You rallied.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
Yo, this woman in El Paso is just confusing me. She made a choice that got her arrested. And all I could say is she's another one of these people that just want to go viral. She wanted to test out the safetiness of the security at her daughter's school.
Yeah.
Daughter's 13 years old and she's in middle school. So she decides, I bet they won't even notice that I'm not my daughter. I'm going to dress up just like my 13-year-old daughter. So she puts on a mask.
She puts a yellow hoodie on, glasses, black face mask, as you were going to say. Yeah. And then what?
And puts on like kicks and like walks into the school and literally poses as her daughter. And to her point, she got through. They didn't really check her.
They didn't recognize her till the final period.
Yeah, they didn't check her identity. I'm sure she had to show some kind of ID to get into school or whatever, but... You know, she went through essentially the entire day as her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Then she got caught.
Right.
So she proved her point, but now she's arrested because she trespassed and impersonated a 13-year-old in middle school. That's crazy.
She's 30 years old. I think she could still get away with it. But she went, like, I can't remember how many periods in a day, but at the end of the day, they discover that that was not her daughter, but it was, in fact, the mom. Her point, again, was, what's the security like? There isn't any. I got through. I lasted the whole day. Now, she gets arrested, right? So Jamar, what did this experiment work? Even though she got in trouble...
I mean, I guess
did it work?
She proved her point. She proved that, you know, that security is somewhat lax and that they need to step it up a bit, especially with the fact that everyone's wearing masks and stuff in school.
Right.
They didn't check her face.
Right. And she's tampering with government records, they say. So I think from the latest update on this story is that the superintendent and the school district are looking into better security measures.
Sure.
So even though she got, like, busted, I think that they have looked at the whole system and said, you know what? She's right.
It would come full circle if she sent the 13-year-old to the court hearing, though, wouldn't it?
And then the court hearing said, wait, who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you? Yeah, well, I doubt that's going to happen. I hope they do step up the security measures, but gosh, I mean, I don't know.
She really wanted to prove her point. I guess she had been complaining before, so then she went ahead and did this. But I will say the latest is that they are going to look into security measures. I mean, that's incredible that she got through pretty much the entire day. That's pretty, you know. I mean, that's going full on. I wonder what gave her away. What do you think, Jamar? That she knew an answer to a math question?
That's an actually good question. What would have given her away?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Who knows? I wonder. But as the saying goes, don't try this at home.
When you wake up, Toronto.
Wake up, baby.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up. On Chum.
Boy, you're right on. You're right on when you said that X button on the pop-up ads. Stupid.
That is an entire activity on the net now. Like, just once you get on a website, trying to figure out how to close the pop-up windows. It's just a joke. It's like a game. Because you open up a website, and then this big pop-up comes up, and they strategically hidden the X in like these little places. Sometimes they'll make it the same color as the background.
Yes.
Sometimes it'll even jump around.
Yeah, it moves
screen.
Around.
It does. I noticed that the other day. It was moving around. I'm thinking, where the heck is it? It's usually the right-hand corner.
It's completely
not anymore.
Crazy. So dumb.
That should be illegal.
That definitely should be illegal. You should not be able to make a website like that just has you staring at an ad if you don't want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow it's just there. Have you guys ever wondered why when you, when you go to university or to school and you buy a textbook, a lot of times the textbook is written by the professor.
Oh.
So you've got to buy his textbook or her textbook in order to take the class. And the textbook will be like crazy amount of money.
Like $80, $90, something like that.
That's a complete conflict of interest.
Yeah.
There's no way they should be able to do that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That was always a downer. I hated buying books because they were so expensive. And then you didn't want to buy the used books because they were already highlighted.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Well, sometimes the used books actually are better, though. Because then the student that had it before you highlighted all the pertinent information.
Well, okay, on that note, because I'm going to go off track a little bit. I got a book once, and I thought, why would you highlight that? So when I'm reading the book, I'm going, you're highlighting the wrong stuff.
So it depends what type of student's book you got, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
that's right.
Well, hopefully you get the smart kid's book if you're registering.
Yeah, that's right.
You know when you subscribe for stuff, and they don't let you cancel your subscription until a certain date? But you ultimately always miss the date. It's like you can't cancel the subscription until you're at this point in the cycle.
That should be illegal.
That should be wiped out.
Yeah.
They shouldn't do that.
And how many times do they ask you before you actually cancel it? They're like, are you sure? Are you? Well, what about this last offer
we
have?
They give you like 8 options, right?
Yeah.
And you go, no, I never asked for it in the first place sometimes, you know?
Checking out a list of things that should be illegal, but they're perfectly legal. Another one on this list that I agree with. Okay, so you pick up a package of food.
Right.
And you're trying to count your calories, maybe count your sugar or your sodium intake. And it tells you, hey, great, only 10 grams of sugar per serving. How many servings are you looking at? And it's giving you like half a serving count. But realistically, when you eat it, you're going to eat like maybe 3 servings. It's completely like just not honest. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. The package would be a meal. Just tell me how much the meal is.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
When have you only ever had 1 Reese's peanut butter cup?
Never.
You're always going to eat the pack of 3.
You can't even close the pack back.
No. And here's the other thing. Crackers, okay?
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to, guys, if you look at my cupboard, there aren't any crackers anymore. Because they're saying if you have 12 crackers, who's going to count? 1, 2, 3. I'm not counting the crackers. Listen, I'll have a sleeve of crackers. How much is a sleeve of crackers? So there you go. Should be illegal.
Yep, it should.
Yeah, yeah.
Text your thing to 104536.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Someone texted that they think car pricing should be illegal. Like, you know when you go into buy a car and you can actually negotiate your price?
Yeah.
Based on what the markup is? That's really what it's based on. Ooh, I just told the dirty secret. Always ask the car dealer, what's the invoice price?
Uh-huh.
Oh, hold on. Let me go talk to the manager.
Yeah. You know, people, it's kind of a, I think it's gone now, but it was, Canadians are so kind. They don't barter very well. But as time has gone on, men and women were tough negotiators. And people are looking at markups now.
Yeah.
So that's a good idea. I mean, what did they say? No? Is that the worst they could say?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know why we're afraid about that. Can I talk about dry cleaning for just a moment?
Yeah, go right ahead.
You know, I understand that sometimes women's shirts are a little delicate and they're, you know, whatever. But a regular button-down shirt, and my, let's say, my shirt, button-down shirt, my husband's button-down shirt, even though they open on different, you know, ways, they're buttoned differently, why are you charging me more for a women's blouse when it's just as plain as his? Same thing with blazers.
I didn't even know that. No? Really?
Yeah. And some dry cleaners, they do that. If it's intricate, I get it. Like, take a look at the shirt and then say, this is how much it's going to be. But, like, yeah, I find that really, that doesn't make me happy. Yeah. When that happens.
Still,
like, I take my silk ones in, and, you know, maybe it's the silk part of it, but you know, like, blazers are blazers as far as I'm concerned.
Right, right.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Jacket's a jacket.
Yeah. Hmm. So, and what did you say, Miles, about seat selection?
I just hate when you book a flight to go on vacation and they charge you more money to pick a seat on the plane. I've already bought the ticket. I can sit anywhere I want. Well, within the cabin, obviously, in that section, but... Right. I'm not asking to sit in first class and pay economy, but, you know, it's just like, what?
They charge you, so there's certain seats where they say this seat is an upgrade, this seat is an upsell because it has a little more leg room, or this part of the plane costs $75 more. Yeah, it's just something they started doing, like, within the last 10 or 15 years. I don't know why they do it. Well, obviously to make more money.
Right.
That should be legal.
Yeah.
Yep. You see those new Crocs with the heels? They should completely be illegal.
Okay, so we're going to post that picture, but Azalea, you got to weigh in on this one. Let's talk about these shoes.
Heels. Yesterday I saw Balenciaga for their spring collection.
Yeah.
Their summer collection. Yeah. They launched the Crocs, a Croc collaboration, and it's regular looking Crocs, but with a heel. And the heel looks like... a nail? I don't know how to describe it. It's a stiletto, but it's just...
Stiletto,
the whole shoe's plastic.
Crocs.
Like, it looks ridiculous.
That's where we are. Stiletto Crocs now.
So, yes, that's where we're there. So, and how much do they cost?
$850 these. And then they also have, like, a sort of, like, platform Croc boot.
Wow, I like that idea. Okay, but...
I don't know.
But, you know, when I think about the first pair of Crocs that I bought, yes... I bought them many years ago. I've already gone through a pair. I had to throw them out. They were like $25, right?
Right.
So it's too bad that we can't go to a shoemaker and say, can you just add a heel to this? Why is it so much money?
Yeah, because Balenciaga put their logo on it, and now it's worth...
I'd like to have heard that conversation. Hello, it's Balenciaga on line one. Hello, Crocs International. How can we help you? We thought we'd do a collaboration with you. Anyway, if you're going to do that, go wild, because the picture that you showed us was like this bright slime green shoe. Like, go wild.
That's the color. So
I know. That's
Balenciaga
crazy.
Crocs heels.
You know what else should be illegal?
What's that?
These stupid designers out of Europe. Pricing clothing hundreds of dollars when it's no different than another pair of clothes.
Yeah.
Balenciaga.
Darling.
Okay. Like, if you're going to charge me so much money for something, it better have a lot of horsepower. That's what I think.
Well, let me tell you something. If you go to New York and you go to one of those alleys and get a Balenciaga.
Now you're talking my language.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving. Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. And Chum.
I want to see how many people know this song here, this chime. Let's take a test. Listen.
Oh.
Are you instantly running to your washing machine?
I'm going, it's time to change loads.
This is the Samsung little jingle that plays when your Samsung washer or dryer is done.
I only get the first part. I don't get the full jingle.
You don't get the full thing?
Oh, that's the album version.
Yeah, that's the extended play. I only get da-da-da-da-da at the beginning. I'm going, done.
Well,
I love it.
It's become synonymous with Samsung appliances now. Well, there is a guy who's gone viral who decided, hey, this is so catchy. This could actually become like a full song, right? And took out his laptop. Of course, he's got the editing software. And he started doing a remix, an EDM version of the Samsung jingle. Take a listen.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here's your final result.
Thank you.
Everybody put your hands up. Go, 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 go. Yo, if Samsung doesn't call him.
Yeah, exactly.
If Samsung doesn't call him and do like a full-on ad campaign with this, they're losing.
Oh.
Samsung Summer. Samsung Summer.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Channel 104.5.
So after the last year and change of lockdown and mask wearing, they're discovering that, of course, we've been talking about this for a while, that the flu has been way down, like
if
not too
any.
Many, if any, right? Not too many people got the flu this year because we've been social distancing and covering our faces, washing our hands. That actually worked. Now that a couple of people are starting to get the common cold again on TikTok, it's been surfacing and going viral as a mystery illness.
What?
Like, oh my gosh, someone's sick. I wonder what it is. What is this cough? What do they sneeze? And some people are actually getting scared that they think they have something serious, and it's coming out that it's just the common cold. And that is my friend irony, because now the common cold is the mystery illness, and the COVID-19 is the fake flu.
The new and mysterious illness.
Yeah,
and you know. As you know, you and I suffered from allergies really at the start of allergy season. Like the eyes were watering, and when I was out in public in my mask, coughing or sneezing, I'm like, I was going to implode because I didn't want people to think that I was sick. Right?
Right, right.
You know, and you're going, and, you know, it's wild. And when I did get a cold, thank you to my granddaughter, Everly, I was like, what is this? And it was a cold.
It's the same reaction that a lot of people were having on TikTok. They were getting these, you know, sneezing, itchy throat, watering eyes or whatever, cough, fever, chills, but not testing positive for COVID. And then people are just like, what do I have? What is this? You have a cold.
So next year, when we all get back into the room together and everything like that, and knowing it's cold and flu season, I'm not going to even say flu shot right now. Would you wear a mask a little bit more often? Or are you so tired of it that you're going, forget it?
No, I think in certain places, it's actually a good idea. Mm-hmm. You just don't, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've come off of an airplane and then days later, I'm just dog sick.
That's exactly where I would wear it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, with the exception of having a little, you know, a cup of coffee or a vodka soda.
Yeah.
I would keep mine on.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a little more sanitary because you just don't want to be breathing in everyone's germs all the time. There are places where, you know, it might be a little ridiculous to do so.
Yeah.
Riding in your car by yourself. I don't know why people still do that.
Well, I forget that it's on.
Yeah.
I do. I don't need this on right now. Mm-hmm. But yeah. But yeah, I think about that. I think about if you're in a highly populated place. I'm not going to say concerts. I don't know. I can't go that far. Mm. But maybe at a football game, I might. Maybe if I'm feeling not sure, probably at the mall.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Or maybe just anywhere indoor where you might be standing in a long queue or a line or something like that.
Yeah.
Might be a good idea to throw on a mask.
100%. Yeah. Even before the pandemic, I've always been one that, I mean, it's a bit weird to admit, but I've always kind of held my breath in really busy places.
So
you'll do it.
I'll do that when I walk through. Are we just admitting like really
just
weird things?
Just do it. Just say it.
You know when people are smoking and they're walking past you? I'll hold my breath as I walk through the cloud of smoke.
Because
in my head, all the germs are floating around in the cloud of smoke. And I know it's false.
Right,
and I know
it's
not scientifically sound.
You turn the corner and you're like...
Yeah. Right. 100%. Like after I walk past them, I go... But you've run through the.
I sometimes run really fast or walk really fast
through the cloud of germs.
Like you know those super walkers. That's me. Walkie. Yeah. Hey, it makes me think about this cold thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, will you come in? Can we come in? I don't know. This is thrown out there. When you have a cold. Like, how's that going to work?
Not a good idea.
No.
Not a good idea. We shouldn't have been doing that in the first place. There are a lot of people, I admittedly, who try to work through sicknesses sometimes.
So do I. I do too. Yeah, because the makeup time for it, or in my case, you know, for the TV side, I got 75 people waiting that have waited 6 months for tickets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I know. And we want to do the morning show. I mean, it's just like, it's just a cold, but to share it. So I don't know. It's a wild thing.
Turn it up. Chum 104.5's Forever Fridays.
Forever Fridays.
What? Hey, Alec.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great.
So good, you know the good news, right? You got picked?
For the qualifying round, right?
Yep.
Oh, that's great news, honestly. I looked into Friday Harbor. That place looks amazing. So it's if I'm one step closer to going there, that's awesome.
Do you have a Frisbee?
Yes.
Good, good. Because that was the key word today. Have you taken a look at this beautiful property that could be yours as of August 3rd?
I have. It's honestly, it looks amazing. It's nicely furnished. It's an amazing place. I hope I could be able to go there.
All right.
Awesome place to wake up. Awesome place to go to sleep. Awesome place to party.
Sure is.
All right. Good luck to you. August 3rd is the big day. Everybody else, 11 o'clock is the next time that you can get a keyword. But Alec is in there.
Yeah. It's already June 8th. So many people are getting in. That's going to be great. Who knows who's going to get this, but it's exciting.
All right. Chum1045.com for the details. And August 3rd is the big day. That's going to come so quickly.
To the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Found this really cool write-up that a lot of people contributed to, and you could do the same right now as we start this conversation. You could text us at 104.536. This is called Unpopular Opinions. Unpopular Opinions about marriage. Let's go through a couple of them, and let's see if people agree.
Okay. You should plan for a divorce when you get married.
Plan for a divorce when you get married.
That stood out to me.
That's an unpopular opinion, but I kind of have to agree with it. I mean, looking at the statistics.
Wow.
If you get married, you're probably going to get divorced.
Well, especially in these days, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Because we talk about that all the time during lockdown. Which one really stood out for you?
You should never get married without living with someone first. Now, I know all the seniors listening, oh my gosh, you're living in sin.
No, well, you can't. Started that.
I know.
We started it. It's our grandparents that said not to do that.
That's crazy.
Because we did it. Like, we were there. Baby boomers were doing it, and we're keeping on the down low.
Well, thank you to the boomers for ushering that in, because I got to think about the generation before the boomers. Yeah. They were just living together, miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my husband. Yeah, that's my wife. It's like, geez, why are you guys even together?
Oh,
you should have did a test month.
I love the fact that they turned the corner on that, because I thought, I mean, how do you know, right? How do you know?
This one is an unpopular opinion about marriage that we should talk about. A prenup is beneficial to everyone.
I know it's unpopular.
Yeah.
But I tell you, it gives you like a little rest in your brain when things get a little tough.
Yeah.
So, you know, I always say, you know, prenup is important. And if you haven't done a prenup, you can also always do a postnup.
Okay.
And that goes in with your will, too, just in case anything happens.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but with a prenup, it makes the divorce less. I mean, listen, emotions aside, the prenup makes the divorce less bitter, right?
Well, it does. It's clear. It's clear. It still could be bitter emotionally, but it's still very clear whatever you put into your prenup. I'm a strong believer in prenups.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially if you have kids from another marriage, too, you know?
Okay.
Make it clear for your relatives, too.
And assets as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. Marriage is for people, Jamar, who need validation.
That's an unpopular opinion.
Well, you know...
Marriage is for people who need validation.
Yeah, I'm glad I got married again.
Mm-hmm.
I said I would never get married again, but I just love him so much. I thought, what is the point of not getting married? But some people need that validation. Yeah.
I think a lot of the legal ramifications are what a lot of people look at, too. Of course, you know, when it comes to health and finances, rights between the two, that stuff probably weighs into the thinking. Think about this one. I want a lot of women to weigh in this one.
Okay.
Unpopular opinion.
All right.
I don't think wives should take their husband's last names. Some people are even saying that it's slightly weird to take your husband's last name.
I've never done that.
Okay.
Listen to me. I've never done that. The three times I've been married, I've never done that.
Okay.
But I've always kept things separate. Separate bank accounts, everything separate. There's a joint account, but we have separate things. I've always said that. And also, it's not only because I'm in broadcasting. That's the name that I was given.
Right.
So, but a lot of people like to do, and sometimes I get called by my husband's last name.
Yeah.
And I answer to that, you know, because it's lovely. But I don't, that doesn't happen very often. Yeah.
Did you offer Jim your last name?
Never. No, I didn't. But I know some guys have done that.
Yeah.
Because they don't like their
I don't know any name. Guy. I don't know any yeah. guy that's done that, to be honest.
I have, it's only because the name was a very difficult name to pronounce, I think. That's why he did it. But I never liked the hyphenated stuff either. Why? Mm. Well, why? A. Mm. And B, there's not enough little squares in those government fill-outs to put the whole name in there. So why bother? Yeah. Gotcha. I don't think you need to do that. You know, now when you have kids, you have to decide at the moment that the child is born what last name they're going to get. If you're not married, right. You had to have that situation. You know that,
right. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he has my last name.
Yeah.
And if we get married, she'll probably take my last name.
Yeah. You know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I just like to keep it separate. Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's just.
Yeah.
It's the not thinking way to do it, but we never really had that discussion. Right. Azalea, would you take his last name if you get married? If
absolutely not.
Wow, you'd be using your own last name.
She's firm on that one.
Whoa. Azalea Whoa. Hart. That's okay. it. Okay. That was the name.
Do you know what I mean, though, Azalea? It's like, you get it. Like, it's like, why change my last name? A lot of people want to, though. So, you know, whatever goes.
Check out this one. Nobody should propose out of the blue. Unpopular opinion. Proposing out of the blue is a little weird. It needs to be discussed so nobody makes a fool out of themselves.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that one? Proposing out of the blue all of a sudden. I mean, you would think by the time you're getting ready to propose to somebody, you have an idea that, A, I'm in a relationship that at some point may develop into a marriage. So it's not a surprise?
No, you can't have an idea about it. Every time I see those videos come up where the person doesn't know that their significant other was going to propose, I'm flabbergasted because who does that? You have to discuss it beforehand. The surprise could still come, but you have to discuss whether she wants to get married.
Right, right.
Or he.
It is kind of presumptuous that, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to ask you to be tied to me for the rest of your life. You just may have no idea when I do it.
You know that story.
It's crazy.
Too bad producer Tom's not here to share it with us right now. But the story goes like this. It was a Valentine's Day promotion here at Chum on the morning show.
Yeah.
And a guy came in. He goes, I want to propose to my girlfriend. So we got all set up. He came in. We called her. And she said, in so many words, I told you to stop calling me. And I went, well, that didn't work out well. Apparently, she wanted to break up with him, and he'd always want to get married to her, and she just said, no, no, no. So I agree with Azalea. I think you have to have that chit-chat before you go. So, yeah, as long as you know it's going to happen, where you make it happen, that's the nice surprise.
Match. Game.
Gisella.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. We had a really, really exciting match game yesterday.
Oh, I know. I try to listen to it every day, and I kind of missed this one. And I thought, oh, it's the right time to call now.
Yeah, let's see if we can make it a twofer. All right.
$100.
I'm going to try my best.
Okay. Who are you playing with today?
I'm going to try Jamar.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right.
You've selected Jamar.
All right. I'll be back.
Okay.
Okay, $100. Yesterday was $1,500 Maria won, and she's putting that money towards her son's high school graduation.
Oh, that's a good decision.
What a great decision. Timing. Okay, Miles, we're ready for your cue.
And he's out the room. Is it Gisella or Giselle?
Giselle.
Oh, sorry, I autocorrected your name. Well, you've got 15 seconds on the clock. As soon as I give you the first word, this morning the first word is soccer.
Soccer. Soccer ball. Soccer player. I'm going to go with my first instinct. I think Jamar's going to say ball.
Will you be locking that in?
I will.
Answer locked.
And now,
yo, I'm
Jamar.
Back. Hello.
Okay, Jamar.
Sir.
15 seconds on the clock. As soon as I give you the first word, that time starts today. The first word is soccer.
Soccer match. Soccer game, soccer team, soccer ball, soccer... soccer boots. She's not going to say that. She would say soccer... What would she say? She would say soccer ball. Or soccer team. Soccer field. I'm going to say she's going to say soccer team.
Are you locking it in?
Or is she going to say soccer ball?
I need an answer.
I know.
15 seconds ago.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Let's go with soccer ball. Nice and soccer ball.
Answer locked.
Giselle, what did you say?
Soccer ball.
Yay!
Finally. Jeez.
Thank you, Jamar.
Yay, $100 for you, Giselle.
Dude,
I've always kind of matched up more with Jamar. Sorry, Marilyn.
Don't apologize.
It's
okay.
I've matched up a lot with Jamar.
I like the fact that you did that. I only won $1,500 from Maria yesterday, but I'm not trying to brag.
Are you a soccer fan?
Actually, man, not so much. Okay. I'm more of a hockey
fan.
This
is what I was thinking. I was like, if she's not a soccer fan, she's going to go with the most basic answer of soccer. And that would be the ball.
What are people saying? What are people saying, Miles?
Not a soccer fan. That's the last time you get to play. All right, so soccer match, soccer ball, soccer mom.
Soccer mom. I didn't even think of soccer mom.
Yeah.
Practice in there?
Soccer practice, soccer field.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, were we talking earlier this morning about TSN and the big soccer matches that are happening? What's happening?
Last Mondays, the Euros 2020, which doesn't make sense, but it meant to be last year.
Okay.
Now it's this year.
Giselle, you're going to be locked in, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Okay. She's going to take her $100. What are you going to do with the $100? What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to buy something stupid for myself.
Yay!
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
Well, we move into step one this Friday, and since it looks like we'll be back in concert venues sooner than later, this news came at the perfect time. Drake has teamed up with Live Nation to bring a new live entertainment venue that's going to be called History. So the capacity is 2,500 people, so it's going to be more of an intimate concert hall and what they describe to offer their guests up-close experiences with their favorite artists that are unrivaled in Toronto. So it's going to be in Toronto's East End at the Beaches, and they plan to host around 200 concerts and events a year. I personally cannot wait. We definitely need more concert venues.
Yeah. I mean, there's not too many of that capacity in town. So this will be a little competition. Right.
Yeah, definite competition, because we haven't had anything new in quite some time. So this is just
the need is
great.
There for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's a good move that he's actually very well suited for.
He's smart.
It's good stuff.
And everyone's going to want to go there because it's Drake's, right?
Right.
So earlier we were discussing Balenciaga's Spring 2022 line and their collaboration with Crocs, a sentence that I don't think anyone saw coming. So they teamed up and made stiletto clogs, Crocs with a stiletto heel. They're as hideous as they sound, but they did something right yesterday as well.
Wait a minute. Are they that hideous?
They are pretty hideous.
Okay.
I mean, Crocs aren't the most attractive shoe, right? Like, you don't see them and you're like, wow, those are beautiful.
But you know, the thing with style and fashion, there's a thin line between hideous. Well, it's a thin line between hideous and a hit, because the hideous things become hits.
Do you think these Crocs stilettos are going to be a hit?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think so.
You think they're going to be a hit?
Because they're just that stupid looking. Yeah. And all the greatest things, I mean, all these big, like, gigantic shoes everyone's wearing and stuff right now, they're stupid looking. But they're a hit because someone has the guts to wear them. And then
you get noticed, and then people start talking to you, and everything's about the gram. So,
Someone shows up to the VIP section with the stiletto Crocs on.
Yeah.
Buys a bottle and it's like, oh my gosh, she's popping, right?
She's wearing this. I should get a pair too.
It is one Kylie Jenner.
We're going to see what people have to say.
It's one Kylie Jenner post away being from the greatest thing ever.
I guess so, right? Well, speaking of Kylie Jenner, Balenciaga also sent her a pair of 3D printed heels, and she opened them on Instagram on her story with her daughter yesterday, and they look like exact replicas of Barbie doll heels. So if you could just think in your head what Barbie doll heels look like, the little slide-on ones, look exactly like that, and they're pink to match. But another trending shoe is Billy Porter's Pride shoe collaboration with Jimmy Choo, and they are just completely inclusive. So he has styles that go from masculine to non-binary to completely feminine. feminine, including stiletto pumps, flat loafers, and platform boots. And he's rocking every single look. I'm going to post that photo, too.
It looks good.
I mean, he kills every red carpet he touches.
He does. He really does. Does a great job, yeah.
And speaking of pride, Nike launched their 2021 Be True collection yesterday. So that lets you customize your Nikes to kind of represent your own gender identity and or sexual orientation. It's only on specific shoes, but they come with a little baggie in the box filled with 9 flags with Velcro patches. And then you just like attach them on the back of your shoe.
I think that's so cool.
Fun.
Yeah, it's great.
So we have a bunch of shoes to look out for. So we'll see what people are really going to be rocking this summer.
I'm going to go back to the Crocs for just a moment.
The
if you're going to buy those stilettos, okay? First of all, you know, when you get older, you look for comfort.
So it's a nice
These
mix.
These don't look comfortable, though. Yeah.
No, I know. But maybe the first part of the foot will look comfortable. But I think if you're going to buy a pair of Crocs like that or any kind of Crocs, okay, just because they're in right now, go big. There's the tie-dye Crocs have been sold out for months. So go big with a color. Don't hide it. Just
so
wear
funny,
it.
So yeah, funny.
And I want those little things, the little knobs that fit in the circles in the front of your Crocs.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
Oh,
you can customize your Crocs.
Really?
Why don't they do a platform Croc
with Legos? I mean, if I get Crocs,
Legos.
I'll do that.
How about that? Platform Croc with Legos. Come on, Jamar. There's an idea right
So
there.
You wear like flair like you work at TJ Fridays or something?
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. All right. Awesome.
At home.
At home. Thank you, Azalea, for the update.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Listen, you had all that sun for the last couple days, and it was great for the plants. Now I need a little water. That's what this is. So, it's good for your lawn.
The earth is thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we're doing okay because have you seen the rest of North America? They're burning up.
Yeah.
Really hot temperatures. So enjoy that. I think we're getting the rain out of the way so that when we go to a patio on Friday, it'll be sunny and fantastic.
It's so funny. It's the little things. Just sitting on the corner or on the street, eating food is going to bring us so much joy.
I know.
But we've been waiting for it. So Friday's the day.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
And people are not taking reservations, just so you know. It's first come, first serve because they don't want to miss an opportunity, you know, to see people, right? So there you go. Know that. And you can stay until 2 o'clock, right, Azalea? You can drink till 2.
2 a.m.
Come on.
We're back.
That's great.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5.
Podcast.